Hello and welcome to another edition of the End Zone Podcast. My name is Eric Jensen and I return with a podcast. I know it's been a few weeks since we did our last show, but we are back here to record another one. There's been a little bit of NFL news that's gone down over the past few weeks, so I wanted to wait for the news items to really build up so we could touch on all of them in one kind of news show. There are three main topics that I want to talk about today. This show is going to be probably a little bit on the shorter side just because I have to go to work here in about, I don't know, got to start getting ready here in about 15 minutes from now. But hey, 15 minutes is enough time to cover some football news and talk a little bit about what we're doing this summer, because I'm changing what we're talking about with the direction of a podcast a little bit this summer. I think that we've done a lot of pure football stuff here, and I think that's good, but I want to talk a little bit more about why people watch the game of football. Why are fans the way they are? Why do we all choose to become fans? Why do we follow the teams that we follow? Why do we love the teams that we follow? So I'm trying to put together a series of some interviews to put together. I'm thinking probably about three or so episodes of this kind of fan series that I want to put out, and that'll be basically the rest of the summer. So yes, there's not going to be a ton of content coming out in June, I'll be honest with you. We'll get back on the weekly show kind of kick in mid to late July, but throughout June I'm going to switch it up and try something completely new and just jump at it. It might go terribly. It might be the best thing we ever do. It's going to totally depend on how this ends up. I really liked doing the, if you haven't listened to it, the football in the international world interviews that I did last year. If you remember that, I had all different kinds of people on, from professional football writers to random fans that I found online, of the international game. And I think that series to me was a lot of fun to put together, and I think it'd be fun to put another one of those series together throughout the rest of this summer. So that's going to be kind of my goal, kind of a three-part series talking with a bunch of different fans about their teams. If you're interested in being a part of that, hit me up at Eric18Utah and let's get a time set up, because I think it'd be awesome to interview you and talk about why you're a fan of the team that you root for. I think that that's really interesting, and I think it's really interesting why we choose to watch football and why we choose sports in general as something that we want to follow, and I want to explore that a little bit more. So that's going to be what this summer is about three episodes. That's what I can promise. Three episodes from the time from today, May 31st, to, let's pull up the calendar. Bad podcasting indeed. But hey, we are a show built on bad podcasting. May 31st to June 15th to July 15th, we will have three shows out that will have multiple interviews about why people are a fan of teams and fans of football in general. I really want to dig into this. I want to explore it. I want to see what I come up with, what we come out of this with, and maybe put together an overall thesis of why I think fans are the way they are, if that makes any sense at all. It's going to be a lot of work, and it's going to be challenging. I can almost guarantee myself that, but I want to kind of challenge myself to something new, and so that's what we're going to be doing this summer. So there is just kind of an update of what's going on throughout the next few months. Now, All right, let's start with Chris Harris Jr. re-signing with the Denver Broncos, my favorite team. This is a great move for the Broncos. I've been a strong proponent of Chris Harris for a while now. I think he's an absolute monster of an NFL football player. I think he's great at his job. His coverage numbers are really good the past few years, but more so what he's put out on tape has been absolutely fantastic. He's one of the most underrated cornerbacks in the league, in my opinion. I don't think he gets enough credit. What his work shutting down some of the league's best top wide receivers last year was really, really good. He played super great in a few great games, including the Los Angeles Rams game, actually, where the pass coverage was super great last year for the Broncos. And Harris really ended up, I believe he ended up shutting down Cooper Kupp. Let me check his double check his stats here, but I believe he ended up shutting down Cooper Kupp last year during that game, and before, of course, the horrendous injury to Kupp. But he played really well in that game, and I think that what you got to look at for the Broncos is that secondary was much worse without him down the stretch, and I think that he is going to be a terrific player throughout this year and the rest of his career for the next few years that he's in his prime. So I think Harris is a steal for the Broncos. They got him at a good price. I don't think they overpaid. I think that the whole ordeal went as well as it could. I think the worst possible scenario was having to trade him away or watching him walk. This is now a very much win-now defense, though. I think that he will pursue free agency next year. I don't see Denver using the franchise tag on him. I think that this year they have said, you know, it's time to win now with this defense, and so this is the year for Chris Harris, and I think he is going to make monster money either on the Broncos or somewhere else next year. All right, let's move on to the next little piece of news here, which is as follows. Ndamukong Suh signing with the Bucks. This was, in my opinion, a median move, I would say. Suh's numbers compared to McCoy's numbers last year are pretty similar, but that takes away the context. One of my favorite football writers, Chris Wessling, actually just put out a really interesting argument that stats don't mean that much in pro football unless you're talking about fantasy because they're so context-based. I think Suh on a great defense last year, even though his numbers weren't great, was a key factor in that defense. He did an excellent job at stopping the run, and he was decent at pass rush through the first half before he kind of fell off. Whereas Gerald McCoy is a little bit different. McCoy was good at pass rush, but the run game he really struggled with last year for the Bucs, and he kind of took plays off, in my opinion. I didn't like what I saw on tape for him when they were in the run, when they defended the run. I thought he held off a little bit too much. I didn't like the things I saw from McCoy effort-wise when defending the run, but I think he's still an excellent pass rusher, and I think wherever McCoy ends up, which we'll talk about next, is going to benefit from him becoming that great pass rusher. But Sue's a great run stopper, and I think that's what the Bucks need. I think this Bucks defense is still really interesting. I think Vita Vea is going to take a big step this year. I think adding Devin White was a good move. I think that I know some Bucks fans that didn't really like that move, but I liked it a lot, and I think that it'll end up working out for the Bucks in the long run. I think that defense is one of the most interesting storylines to follow in the NFL. I think the Bucks are one of the more interesting teams to follow in general. I want to get Mark Magagne on in the next few months, and he'll probably be part of my fan series if he's interested, and I'd love to have him on. But I'd be interested to see what he thinks about this Bucks team, because I'm really excited to see what they do in 2019 under Bruce Arians. I think there's a lot of potential upside on this team. Now, let's talk about Gerald McCoy. Gerald McCoy, still a free agent. He's gone to a bunch of different teams for visits. Listen, I think that what the three teams that have been reported with the most interest for him have been the Panthers, the Browns, and the last one is slipping my mind at the moment, so I'm going to pull up Rap Sheet's Twitter really quick. But for me, I think he's going to end up signing with the Panthers. The Panthers have lost so much on defense this year, and even though I get that McCoy's a little bit aging, but I feel like he's a good pass rusher still, and I think that he could really improve that defense at Carolina. The other main team that he's mulling over is the Ravens, according to Ian Rappaport at Rap Sheet on Twitter. Great resource. A lot of where I get my football news from is Ian Rappaport. He does a great job. I'd love to get him on the show someday, maybe, even though that seems like a little bit of a pipe dream right now. But I think Gerald McCoy going to the Ravens would be fascinating as well. I think that the Ravens defense is really, really good. I think Matthew Judon as a middle linebacker is underrated for what he can provide to that team in replacement for guys like Mosley, who left during this offseason. And I guess shortly I'll throw in the Jets firing their GM. We talked about that. They're still in the midst of a GM search. I think that they should just... they got to get a guy that's going to get along with Adam Gase, because if they don't, this is going to turn into an absolute tire fire. And I think that's not what you want right now if you're the Jets, because finally you have a chance to not be the laughingstock in New York, and things could go terribly wrong for you. They really could. And I just think that I think that there are many reasons that you need to get this right and get a guy in there that agrees with Adam Gase. But back to Gerald McCoy, I think the Panthers are the most likely option. They lost so much this offseason. They are trying to reform their defense. They need a true pass rusher. They need a defensive leader. Gerald McCoy can be that guy, and I think he will end up signing with the Carolina Panthers. So with that, I will let you guys go. Thank you for listening. Means a lot. The show is getting close to 200 episodes. We'll do a 200th episode extravaganza of some sort. But thank you for bearing with us over the past few months. I know podcasts have been few and far between. I know that they've been sparse. I hate it. I really do. I will be the first to admit I've kind of run out of content for football season, just because we've done it all before, and I know that repetition is good, but I want to try something different, and I hope this fan series gives us a chance to do that. And I know it's not the best for my brand or whatever to admit that it's some of this isn't fun for me anymore, but I also think I owe it to you, the listener, to be genuine with you. I think that this podcast can do great things, but I think I want to try to take it in another direction for the summer. And I love doing the recaps and previews and talking about what's going on in the NFL in a given week from July to February, because there's always a ton. But from the months of April to July, I can't find a kick anymore, and I know there are a bunch of other segments, but I don't want to steal from other podcasts. That's the number one thing I want to do, is I want to try to be original. So I hope that this fan series gives us a chance to do that. I'm going to go after some interviews, put out some good stuff. And keep it tuned to the End Zone Podcast Twitter at End Zone Pod for the latest updates. I'll keep you guys attuned to when we drop those. I hope that we can have the first one out by mid-June, because it could take a week or two, but hopefully by mid-June, June 15th, 16th, sometime in that range, that's when I hope to have the next podcast out. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you guys very much for sticking with us. I can't wait to get on to this summer project. I want to try it and see if I like it and see if it turns out good. I think it will. And can't wait for you guys to hear it. Thanks very much for all your support and for listening. And we will see you guys in a little while. Thanks for listening. Peace. Follow us on Twitter at EndZonePod. If you have any suggestions, questions, or you just want a shout out on the pod, send an email to endzonepod@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. See you next time.